So here in the Salomon Advance Week over in Greece, it's been a wonderful week of product testing and meeting athletes and support staff here at Salomon and putting everything together for the 2012 and 2013 and beyond product ranges and lines. And I'm here with Anna Frost now, who's quite unusually maybe lying on a bed with a load of acupuncture needles in her. Anna, tell us a little bit about it.
Hi. Yeah, we're like you just said, in Greece and having an amazing time with the Salomon family, and we're just lucky that we've got some really good support here. It's not just about the shoes and the running, it's also about looking after our bodies, and we've got a fantastic team that have a really nice holistic approach to it. And so I think I've got, I don't know, maybe 10 acupuncture needles in at the moment, just finding a balance and finding the best way forward for our bodies.
So you're talking about things here that, you know, many an athlete or runner obviously goes to physios, and they obviously they're under kind of treatment for various stretching and whether it's kind of rehab programs and so on and so forth. But acupuncture isn't something that you would always associate with an athlete, for instance. What kind of benefits are you looking to get from it?
I think, you know, you've got to be a believer with, I'm going to say, alternative medicine. You know, when you get to a point where the fine-tuning really makes a huge difference, any little thing that might help is worth a try. And so for me, it's just sort of balancing out hormone levels and digestion and all those other things that, you know, we sort of take for granted a little bit. You know, we can go out and run for 3 hours or 5 hours a day. We can eat well, but it's the things that are inside that might just make that difference.
And you're here with the osteo and the Arno, who's basically got some very kind of different approaches to looking after an athlete's body. Mm-hmm. What are the benefits has he brought to you kind of over the last week or so?
For me, it's just a simple cure. He can really read us. He knows us. You know, we've been working together for the last couple of years, so he knows how our bodies are working and where we hold our stresses and where we hold our injuries. And so it's sort of a long-term project that we've got together. I've had just a little bit of an injury in my foot, so there's some acupuncture needles in there, just letting that go. Again, hormone balance is always an issue for me, so I've got a couple jabbed in my ovaries. I think just with a bit of stress of the travels, my kidneys have got some needles in them, and I'm not sure what the little ones are in my feet and legs, but
yeah, you're kind of pin cushioned up right here. I'm just looking at Anna, and she's got pins in her calves and feet and everywhere, and looking quite interesting. But this is obviously something, just going back to the support for the week from Salomon, it's not just about the running, it's not just about the product. This is about also supporting the athletes to make the whole holistic approach of your running kind of, you know, and the things you do here mm-hmm. beneficial, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, there's, like you say, there's not just, we're not just here to run, we're not just here to try on clothes, but we're here to give feedback to the designers themselves and to talk to them about what our needs are and what we'd like, and to be here with the other athletes to discuss how we can help each other in our running careers, with the, working with the media, with the ambassadors, with the doctors, and with, you know, all of us together, we're creating this really nice team and environment to be in.
And just touching a little bit on your kind of hopes for the next 2 or 3 months. You've got a lot of fans out there on Facebook, on your blog, on social media, everywhere. A lot of frosty followers. What can you tell them about your plans for the next sort of 6 months of racing?
I've got a really fun year this year, actually. Again, I'm challenging myself to new races, new places, focusing on the Sky Running series, the Ultra series this year. So starting off with Transvolcania, and then heading out to America for Speed Goat, and then back to Europe for the end of the year for Caval d'Avent or Le Templier. And then with a whole lot of other mountain marathons or even vertical kilometres in between that. So it'll be exciting.
So there's another action-packed season ahead. And any particular real highlight that you'd like to target, or are you kind of keeping your competitors, keeping your cards close to your chest?
I'm really excited about Transvolcania in the Canary Islands. I really love the Canary Islands. They're a fun place to go, and it's going to be totally different to what I'm used to with the terrain, with the heat, with the race, with the distance and time. So that one's going to be really exciting. And then the whole year, I guess, is really fun races that I'm just looking forward to. And then towards the end of the year, I'll sort of make a few more decisions as I go, depending how the season's going.
That's fantastic, and it's only a couple of weeks away. It's about a month away, isn't it, now, for the Transvolcania, so we'll look forward to seeing your progress there, and look forward to seeing how you are after all the pins and needles have come out of you. And for those of you who want to follow Anna, you need to just go onto the Salomon Running website and click on Anna Frost, and also follow Frosty's Footsteps, which is her blog, and obviously on Facebook and Twitter. And that's it, I think, from a sunny Greece. And we'll look forward to seeing you racing all season, Anna. And good luck with it all.
Cool. Thank you very much. Happy running.